Term, we have been learning about spiritual gifts and spiritual fruit. And one of the key verses in Livewire this term is from 1 Peter chapter 4. It says, God's gifts of grace come in many forms. Each of you has received a gift in order to serve others. You should use it faithfully. So four little observations that I have from this verse is that everything we have is a gift of grace. Everything we have is a gift of grace. Anything that we can do well, any abilities that we have, they are a gift of God's grace. And grace is kind of a funny word, isn't it, guys, that we often don't really use much outside of church. And grace means that we get undeserved favor. It's when God favors us even though we don't deserve it. And so an example of God's grace, let me give you an example. An example is when Grace, say my daughter Grace, an example is that maybe my daughter Grace, who is an example of God's grace to me, let's say that she got Play-Doh and she smudged it into the carpet on purpose. And really what she would deserve is to not be able to play Minecraft for at least a week, right? That would, yeah, I know. That is a bad punishment, I know. I know. And so that's what she would deserve from something like that, right? But as her parents, an example of God's grace would be that instead of making her not be able to play Minecraft for a whole week, might be that we actually give her a hug and we let her do a 48-hour Minecraft splurge. And you're going to stay up all night and watch Minecraft. As though she gets this gift of favor and grace, even though she doesn't deserve it. That is what God's grace is when we receive something, even though we don't deserve it, and not just receive something, but receive something really, really, really good. It's like we're favored even though we shouldn't be, or that we don't deserve it. And so everything we have, any ability that we have, is a gift of God's grace. And then in this verse, it says that everyone has received a gift. Everybody has received a gift. We all have something that we can use to serve God and His church. Everyone, no exception. Everyone has a gift, and we should use it to serve the church. And then at the end of this verse, it says that we should use it faithfully. Faithfully means to do something continually with loyalty, do it with perseverance, and do it with dependability. So not only are we to use it, but we're actually to use it repeatedly, continually with dependability. All of us have a gift that God has given us by His grace to serve Him. It says in Matthew 7 that our God is a good God who likes to give good gifts to His children. So that's why I'm wearing my Christmas cardigan today. Don't you love it? It's the 1st of December, so I figured I could wear it without getting punched in the face, because everyone's like, oh my goodness, Christmas is coming. And this is my Santa sack. But today I'm calling it a God sack, because it's actually God who gives good gifts to His children and His church. And so inside this God sack is a whole heap of gifts, just some of the gifts that God has gifted our church with. And so I need some volunteers who are really good at opening presents. So there's only a few gifts in here. Not everyone's going to get a chance. And look, I'm going to let Grace go first, because she was here for the first service and I promised her that she could open a present for the second service. So Grace, would you like to pick a present out and open it up? Yep, that one's good. Get that one. No, don't. Oh, what's that? Oh, no, not that. No, that's just the tag from the shop. Just pick one out quickly. This one. Okay, can you open it? Open it up and hold it up. Turn around so everyone can see. Rip it open as fast as you can. Come on, fast, fast, fast. And then... Come on. Hold it up really big. No, hold this bit up. Hold it up. You hold one side, I'll hold the other. Ah, look at this. Look at the amazing gift that we've been given from our God. We've got this amazing team of people who welcome us at church. Some of them do it in the car park. Some of them do it at the door. We have this amazing team. They're called the Connect and Serve team. All these wonderful people who serve us with this beautiful gift of welcoming and hospitality. It's just awesome, isn't it? What a great gift that God has given us. If you think you might have that gift, look at all these hands. If you think you might have that gift, you could talk to Jackie today. I'm sure she'd love to talk to you about getting the opportunity to wear one of these amazing things. All right, thank you, Grace.
I want to pick the people.
No, you go sit down now. All righty. Come on up the front and pick one out. Perfect. All right, do you want to open it up for me? What's that? Oh, it's a Pray for Five card. Wow, the gift of prayer. How awesome is that? What an amazing gift that God has given our church, this incredibly powerful gift of prayer. That's a good gift. Fantastic. Let's give God a round of applause. Jesus died so that we can have this gift. Amazing. Awesome. Thank you. You're so good at opening presents. All right, from the second row here. Oh, my goodness. You. Oh, my goodness. All right. Don't take the stripy one. That one has to be last. Just pick your Luke one. I'll tell you if it's the wrong one. Oh, that one's good. Yeah, that's a good one. It's not a Toblerone. It looks like one, though. Rip it open. And then hold it up really high for us to see. The missing microphone that everyone was worried about last night. Wow, a microphone. Isn't that incredible? We have this amazing group of people in our church that are gifted with the gift of music, and they lead us in worship and serve us. What a great gift that our God has given us as a church. So amazing. Oh, it's just amazing. All right, there's still some more in here. Oh, my goodness. Yes. All right, I'll go over this side next time, guys. Okay. Yeah, okay. Another box. Oh, what's in there? Huh. Do you want to hold it up nice and big so everyone can see it? Ah, it's an encouragement card. Wow, these are so cool. You know, I've never come across any other church that has these. We have these encouragement cards. They live in the backs of the seats in front of you, and you can fill them in at any time, and you can pop them in the offering bag, and they will be posted for you as long as you put the person's name on the back that you want it to go to. So, how amazing, this gift of encouragement. People use it in all different ways, through Word, through Facebook, through Messenger, through text message, through encouragement cards. The gift of encouragement, that is a gift of God's grace to our church, isn't it? Sorry, you said you didn't want to do anything. Just up the back on the end, the second one. Yes, come up. What's your name?
Your name.
Okay, Yanae, don't get the stripy one. That's going to be the last one. Yep, that one's good. That's a great one. This is a good one. Turn around. So, you want to turn around so everyone can see? And then hold it up nice and high. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God for coffee. Woo! Yeah, let's give him a round of applause. Thank you, Lord. The gift of coffee. No, not really. It's not really the gift of coffee. Don't we have some wonderful people in our church who are gifted with this amazing gift of hospitality? And they serve us every week and make us coffees and froth that milk just perfectly to about 68 degrees. It's perfect. We're pretty blessed that we have this amazing coffee machine and these amazing people who are willing to serve us every week with their gift of hospitality. It's a gift of God's grace. Thanks, God. All right, there's one left. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Henry, you're going to come too. Okay, you guys can open it together. Henry gave me an education on dinosaurs last week in Glow Group. Didn't quite make the cut, but oh, my goodness, it was amazing. All right, guys, do you want to open that up together? Rip the paper off. Come on. Rip, rip, rip. Okay, go, 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 go. Oh, what's this? Oh, wow. It's a kids' leader's top. Do you think it'll fit me? No. How amazing that we as a church are gifted with a whole bunch of people who are willing to come and serve our kids and invest in their spiritual growth. We are pretty blessed. This is a gift of God's grace. You know, today would look really different if we didn't have these people. We wouldn't have these kids here today if we didn't have these people. It's such a gift of God's grace that we've got people that are willing to serve. Thanks, guys. You're really good at opening presents. 24 days, and I reckon you'll get to open some more. The other main theme we've been looking at in LiveWire this term is spiritual fruit. Is spiritual fruit. In Galatians chapter 5, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." And the fruit that you have in your hand today, we are giving that to you as an opportunity to pray, to either thank God for one of the spiritual gifts that you see in the life of someone around you. So an example of that is perhaps when you put something in the oven and you walk away and you forget you put it in the oven, and then your husband, just the incredible sort of forbearance and gentleness and the self-control that he shows by not having a go at you. Or, you know, you're observing someone and how they're investing in your kids. Or, you know, I'm sure that there's ideas already coming to mind. So you can use this fruit as an opportunity to write a spiritual gift that you're thankful for in the life of someone around you. Or an alternative is that you could use this fruit as a symbolic way of asking God to make you more fruitful in a particular area or for a particular fruit. So there might be one of those words like kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, gentleness. One of those words perhaps stands out and you think, oh, I need more of that fruit in my life. You can use this as an opportunity to ask God to help you be more fruitful in that area. You can literally write on it with a pen or a pencil from the back of the seat, or you can just hold on to it and think about what that's going to represent for you this morning. And then some kids are going to come and collect this fruit in a little while, and they're going to come and stick it up on our fruit trees. So hold on to your fruit for now and begin to think as I'm talking about what you're going to use that fruit to symbolise this morning. In LiveWire, we looked at how much better life is when we have these qualities in our lives and when we experience these qualities in the lives of people around us. None of us want to be unhappy or unloving or agitated or impatient or rough or inconsiderate. None of us want to be stirred up with evil thoughts and lacking in faith. And we certainly don't want to hang around with people like that, do we? And we learnt in LiveWire that it's not just about trying harder and then trying even harder and harder. We can do that and we might see a little bit of fruit. But we're never going to, the fruit that we produce is never going to be as sweet and as juicy and as beautiful as the fruit that we will produce because of God's Spirit in us. These products, being love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, gentleness, self-control, faithfulness, these are products of Jesus living inside of us, guys. These are products of our connection to the vine that is Jesus. Jesus says that I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes it so that it will be even more fruitful. He says, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. So remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Now I need one volunteer again. Come on up here. Can you remind me of your name again?
Harry.
I knew that, Harry. Harry, can you put your arms out nice and wide like you're a tree, like you're a vine? Maybe spread your legs. All right, so Harry, your body is the vine, okay? And these are the branches. Now imagine that I just kind of saw your arm off, just like chopped it off. I'm just going to chop it off, okay? All right, so now I've got this hand, and it's kind of just floppy, and it's not really, it's not attached to anything. Make it floppy. It's supposed to be floppy. So if I have an arm that's not attached to the body, is it very useful?
No.
Nah. It's not useful. Well, true, you could slap people in the face with it. That's probably about all you could do. You really couldn't do anything good with it, though, could you? True. You could really just hit things with it. So, like, an arm that's not attached to a body is completely useless. You cannot produce anything good with just an arm that's not attached. But if it's attached to the body, it can do so much. It can write things. It can also slap. You can do so much with a hand that is attached to the body. That's exactly what Jesus is saying. He's saying that if we want to be productive at all for the kingdom, we need to stay attached to the body. Thank you, Harry.